Hi, I'm Ruth DeLacy, and I'm going to speak a little bit about Content Creators Workshop. Have you ever heard about Content Creators Workshop? Each fall at Stony Lake Camp, for the last 4 years or going on 5 years, we've had a Content Creators Workshop where we have invited people that have contributed to the work of the LLC office. And just a weekend to come there and enjoy all the amenities of Stony Lake Camp and work on projects for the LLC. In the past, we've had music people there, and they've worked on introductions. You may have heard some of their introductions that were created there when the organists have played for your services. They have created choral music. They've written melodies for new songs. So it's a lot of really specialized work that has gone on with the music track. We've had writers there. We've written fiction. We've written poetry. We've had Hari Vahayulke there 1 year, and he's talked about the books that he has written. And then he's had some experience in other areas of work, too, that he has talked about and encouraged us with. And then we've had artists there where they have worked on, you know, illustrations and just different kinds of art. And then last fall, for the first time, we had the radio broadcast team there. Well, let me say the radio broadcast team has been there, but it's been kind of an organizing time for them. Where this year, they actually invited people to come there and learn the tech side, learn how to host, learn how to do some audio editing. So they had a whole nother group of people there working, setting up a studio and learning how the studio works. For the Content Creators Weekend, usually Friday we'll get together and have, you know, a group presentation of some sort or welcome or devotion. And then people have kind of gone on to their tracks that they are attending or that they're of their interest. Then there's sauna and snack and all those other kind of good things that go with being at camp. Saturday morning, we've started off together and had like a devotion and, or an opening, some kind of like icebreaker, get to know you kind of activities, and then back to your work areas and different presentations, different work time. And last year and the Saturday evening, or what the weekend was kind of working towards, is a live radio production. So the people that were learning the tech, learning, hosting, they were on air. And the other participants sat in the sanctuary area of Stony Lake Camp, and there was a camera, and we could watch everything that they were doing in there. It was just a really, really huge learning curve. And then Sunday, again, we start with a devotion, and then usually a whole group presentation and discussion, which really, it really comes together as being a very warm weekend. I have two people in the studio here with me, and the first one we're going to visit with is Rochelle Curdy. So Rochelle, you have been at Content Creators a few times, so why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself to start with?
Well, I'm Rochelle Curdy. Godspeed.
Godspeed.
I teach English. I have been doing so for like 16 years or something. And I really enjoy writing and reading, delving deep into literature. And so I really enjoy going to Content Creators Camp because that I can really just focus on my own craft instead of thinking of how I'm going to teach it or whatnot. And it's just been a really special time for me to focus and have a space where I can work on specific parts of the craft.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what we've wanted, is for these people to be able to come there. They don't have any other worries. You know, they come to camp, the food is prepared for them, and they just have to show up and do what they're going to do kind of thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it can be like something specific toward what the organizers are putting forward for that track, for our writing track, mm-hmm. or it can be something I'm working on my own, or something that I got inspired to do at camp and then now have been trying to do on my own.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How many years have you gone to Content Creators?
I think it's been three. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they tend to meld together a little bit, but
they do, they do. And I remember one time you saying that, oh yeah, this something's going on, but I'm going to content creators or signed up for content creators.
Yeah, it's special for me to go, so I make time for it.
And after the weekend workshop, what has been your lasting impression?
That it feels really nice to be with people who are also interested in what you're interested in, and that they're inspiring to be around because they're working on projects themselves, and you just get a lift from just being with them. And just, or even focusing on something that it's like, oh, I've taught this before, but you know, I haven't actually sat down in a class style to sit and work on, you know, this type of brainstorming activity or this type of storytelling or whatever the case may be. And then to even sit down and have one of our editors like Sandra or Matt to look through my writing and just have a really good discussion and then bring forward things that maybe I hadn't considered.
Yeah, because I forgot to mention that. Where in the afternoon on Saturday, you can sign up for a session just to visit with either Sandra or Matt one-on-one.
Right.
With just to go over your ideas or show something that you've worked on and to get their feedback.
Yeah.
Have you found that time beneficial?
Yeah, I did. Because, you know, they ask insightful questions. And even outside that, I had a conversation with Sandra about my work, and she asked all these questions. I was like, well, maybe I'll rewrite the whole thing, but not in a way that I was discouraged, but in a way that I was like, oh, well, this is fun. Maybe I'll rewrite it in this form, you know, in this format or whatever. So it's really quite fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what I feel when I'm there. It's just, there's all this creative energy in the air. It's just so fun to be there.
Yeah. Or even just to have time to sit and work while someone else is working on their own thing next to you. It's just, it's very constructive.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Where there's usually different teaching times, or they'll talk about, you know, developing a plot, developing characters or dialogue or a lesson on poetry. But then there's that work time in between there to to practice or even just try something new.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I also have Dave and Mybin here in studio. David, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, Godspeace.
Godspeace.
I'm David. I'm a woodworker by trade and 23 years old, living in Big Lake, Minnesota for the time being. And at least for the summer, I'll be in Longview, Washington, living with my family, doing construction.
Okay. Okay. And how many times have you been to Content Creators Workshop?
So I attended once. I had heard about Content Creators Workshop and known that they had worked on aspects of music. Mm-hmm. I'm very into music. And it's been an interest of mine. I've wondered if I would ever make it there just to try it out, see mm-hmm. what I can learn. And the one time I went there, it turned out I was in the broadcast studio.
So what sparked your interest to go? Were you thinking to go because of the music and you ended up in the broadcast, or did you go to learn the tech side of the broadcast?
So I had attended summer services in Outlook, Saskatchewan last year and stayed in town for a wedding the weekend after. Mm-hmm. And one evening had been taking sauna at Laura and Alvin Pearnes' place. And I just got talking to, or Laura had talked to me, asking if I'd at all be interested in going to Content Creators Workshop for broadcasting. And I thought, well, I don't really know if I have interest in that. I'm not sure. And I had related how I've been a part of a handful of choir recordings, CD recording projects, and I've been intrigued at the recording process and what goes on behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
So I told her of that interest, and she made it sound like it was fairly similar, so figured I'd just give it a try.
Uh-huh.
And her son, who I'm friends with, was also going, so figured I'd just go and see what happens. And at the end of the day, it was going to be a weekend at Stony, and who can say no to that?
Yeah, exactly. So what was your experience there? last fall at Content Creators. Did you help set up the studio at all? Or?
Yeah, it's kind of just, I didn't know what to expect. I had zero expectations. Nobody had told me anything of what might happen. And there I was just standing in the studio and the guys were setting up all around me. I was trying to take it all in. And next thing I knew, they had me running the mixer board. And by the end of it, I had ended up running the soundboard as during the live broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, quite the experience.
Uh-huh. So have you been able to try what you learned at services yet?
Not yet. I had gone to the workshop in the fall of 2025, and I'd considered going to winter services this year. It didn't work out, however, so I haven't had the experience yet.
Okay.
But, this coming services, I'll be helping set up the studio, and I'll definitely spend time in the trailer, taking shifts and just watching what's going on.
Yeah. So after the weekend, what was your lasting impression?
So it was interesting. Nobody had told me that I'd be signing up for anything or that anyone was signing me up for anything. But after the weekend, it felt like, well, looks like I'll be doing broadcast shifts for the rest of my life, I guess. I don't know. Like, it felt like there's a lot of work to be done in the broadcasting, and someone's got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't necessarily have a huge interest in it, but it's interesting enough, and yeah, someone has to do it. And it was nice being part of the group, being behind the scenes, seeing what all goes on, and helping in that sort of way where, again, you're kind of behind the scenes, not out in front.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Still feeling like you're part of something.
Mm-hmm. And often services are those kind of events that if you're there, you kind of step forward to help in some way. You know, whether it's, you know, serving or cleanup or ushering or something. And that's just one of the many ways in which you can serve at services is in the radio broadcast trailer. And that's something I've always just really admired when I see that team come together, just that sense of camaraderie. Mm-hmm. And that's the same camaraderie that you feel when you're in the broadcast studio. It's just really good energy and everybody's upbeat. And sometimes there is times when things are pretty intense because a sermon went too long or too short and things are being adjusted and, you know, this or that, but it's always really good energy in there. And it's really a lot of fun just to be part of that. So now the big question, would you go to Content Creators again?
Absolutely. It was great. You know, on the one hand, feeling like now I could use more experience with the broadcast work and also just having a weekend away from the world with believers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a good enough reason for me.
Yeah. And that radio broadcast work is such a new work that the people, the core team, they're learning it, they're doing it, and then they're teaching it. And I think it's something that as time goes on, it's going to evolve. Some people are going to drop off, but then there's new people that are going to be coming in, and it's just going to be that wheel that just keeps on turning. But we're not quite there yet, so we're still trying to get people to come in.
Right.
Yeah. So how about you, Rochelle? Would you go again?
Definitely. I feel like it's a tradition, something I'm always going to be doing. So I joke, I'm like, if only I could take a year off and sit and write my novel, that would be amazing. So even just to have time set aside to write, to focus on something, even if it's not part of a project I'm working on, but to sit down and write poetry or whatever the case may be, it's such a special time. And like I said, doing it with believers who are also passionate about what you're passionate about is something that I hadn't really experienced before going to camp. And it was, I think it just made my year like you just glow and you're just so fired up to write And you're like, oh, I'm going to get a writing schedule. I'm going to do it. Sometimes it doesn't last for very long because life gets in the way. But all the same, it's really nice to be so inspired.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've always really appreciated just the diverse group. You have retirees there. You have teenagers that have just gone to confirmation. Mm-hmm. And everything in between. You know, the marrieds, the singles, the young moms, the young dads, or whatever. It's just such a diverse group that is just so enjoyable. Because you have that connection. Well, more than one connection. The connection of faith, but then also the connection of the arts, whether it's be, you know, the music or writing or art or the radio broadcast. I consider that an art too. Well, thank you so much for joining me today and talking about content creators.
Of course.
You bet.